This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
This year's 2011 World AIDS Day campaign is called Getting to Zero. Zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, zero AIDS-related deaths. World AIDS Day is commemorated each year on December 1st. An estimated 65,000 Canadians are living with HIV, and perhaps 26% of those people are unaware of their HIV status. It's one reason why Vancouver Coastal Health now says that every adult who has not had an HIV test in the past year should have one the next time they have a blood test for any reason. Why? HIV is a very different disease now than it was 20 years ago. A new social marketing campaign called It's Different Now encourages all adults to get tested for HIV at their next healthcare visit.
We're joined on the phone by Heidi Exner, Health Promotion and Community Development Manager at AIDS Vancouver Island. Welcome back to People First Radio, Heidi.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Heidi, physicians now offer HIV testing to all patients being admitted to Mount St. Joseph and Vancouver General Hospitals, and will apparently do the same at University of British Columbia Hospital in 2012. This happens when patients have their other blood work done. What do you know about this pilot project, and why is it important? Why do it now?
Well, the sad fact is that while we know about HIV and we've been aware of it for 30 years now, most people experience HIV risk in their life, but either won't acknowledge it or not talk about it because of the stigma connected to HIV in society, so all the fears and myths surrounding it. Unfortunately, this means patients often won't request an HIV test or really feel comfortable talking about HIV and its related issues like sex and substance use with healthcare providers. So the importance of this campaign is that it gets testing back on the healthcare map for all Canadians where it belongs, not just for the, you know, the folks that are part of the mythology of HIV, like people who, you know, have a lot of stigma attached to them, but for everyone, because everybody who's ever had sex or ever shared a needle is at risk for HIV. What's interesting is that 95% of patients since this campaign began who are offered the test are actually taking it. So it indicates that actually the healthcare system has a really important role in helping empower people to take better care of their health. So what's also important about that is that, you know, for practical reasons, the earlier you find HIV, the greater the improvement in quality of life for that person, because they get earlier access to treatment for the virus, which means a longer, healthier life. And it also means, and most people don't know this, that effective treatment can actually help prevent the spread of the virus by making it hard for that person to actually infect someone else because their virus is controlled by the treatment. So this is going to lead to, generally, a happier individual, a more productive individual who has a greater quality of life. That makes a stronger community, right? And it also has healthcare costs associated with it, which are, in another practical way of looking at it, a way of saving a lot of money in our system and creating a more vibrant community.
Now, Heidi, this testing project is linked to a social marketing campaign called It's Different Now. The opening paragraph on the website states the following, and if you're at your computer while listening to this discussion, you can find the campaign online at itsdifferentnow.org. Now, I'm just going to quote that paragraph. Forget what you've heard about high-risk groups. HIV doesn't discriminate, and neither do we. If you've ever had sex, you will now be offered an HIV test as part of your routine health care, plain and simple. It's a small change that can make a big difference in quality of life for you and for all of us, because living with HIV is different now, but only if you know. So get the facts, then get the test. Now, Heidi, tell us more about these differences and why is living with HIV so different now? You've been talking about some of them, but I'm wondering if you could summarize those.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've known about the virus for 30 years, and for at least the first half of that time, we had no treatments at all. and the treatments that were being introduced, and they were being rushed through because of the activist movement, how many people were dying. It was devastating to our communities. So the fact that we have not only effective treatments now, they're more effective than they've ever been, but they're easier to take. There's more support to take them. There are more specialists that work with HIV generally in our communities. Even though there can be a lot of communities that don't have as much access to those specialists, they exist. And that wasn't the case 30 years ago, even 20 years ago. So it's not a death sentence anymore. People can actually live a long and productive, healthy, much more normal and vibrant life with HIV than ever before in the history of this virus. And also treatment can help prevent spread of the virus. We also have much more access to testing, right? So much more access to quality and relevant education. People are talking about it more. There's more supports available. So if you have HIV, you don't have to live with it alone. You don't have to be afraid that you're the only one and you have no support. There's no one to talk to. There's a long legacy now of survivors and pioneers who've lived with this virus and have done it successfully and with a lot of passion and have really created tons of inroads. However, we still have a lot of work to do. So we still have 34 million people on the planet right now living with HIV, and we've seen a 17% increase in the last decade of the virus globally. So that means it's still increasing. Even though it's slowed down a little bit, it's still here. So we still have some work to do.
This is CHLY.ca, CHLY 101.7 FM. You're listening to People First Radio.
World AIDS Day is held on December 1st each year, and it's an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV, show their support for people living with HIV, and to commemorate people who have died. World AIDS Day was the first ever Global Health Day, and the first one was held in 1988. This year's 2011 World AIDS Day campaign is about getting to zero. Zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, zero AIDS-related deaths. AIDS Vancouver Island says the campaign encourages us to remember that the struggle against HIV/AIDS continues and that much work is needed to prevent the spread of HIV, to remove stigma, and to support those living with the disease. We're speaking with Heidi Exner, Health Promotion and Community Development Manager at AIDS Vancouver Island.
Heidi, what are the current challenges in preventing the spread of HIV at this point in time?
It's the same story, unfortunately, in that there's still a huge amount of mythology and fear that surrounds this virus. The fact of the matter is, when someone is living with HIV, they have a virus in their body that is affecting their immune system, making it hard for them to stay healthy over time. That's the fact. The myths are that they don't necessarily have the ability to have a healthy life, that they are no longer worthy citizens, they're not going to be able to work, they're not going to be able to have a healthy sex life or a healthy set of relationships, they can't continue to be a parent, they can't continue to educate themselves. It really takes out the foundation of someone's sense of livelihood and connection to their community. And none of that has to be true, actually. We know more than ever about the virus. We can medicate and control it. We can test for it for early detection and prevention. We can support people living with it. And yet we still find it really scary for some to go and get an HIV test. We find it scary to talk about. There's a lot of silence about it. It's scary to find out you have it and live with it. The knowledge and advances we've made mean nothing unless we act on them. So the emotional, psychological, and social impacts that come along with the stigma of HIV are often the things that affect someone with HIV the most, because if we control the physical virus, we still can't control society's response to it. And the people with HIV, the greatest injustice seems that they have to live with the deep impact of social isolation, judgment, and blame. So this affects all of us, not just people with HIV, because it makes it hard to go get a test if you think that you're going to die. Or it makes it hard to speak up about it or bring out a condom in a sexual situation because you're afraid of being judged. So all the things that help us prevent it are linked to the fears that silence it. So we really need to keep talking about it. We need to keep educating ourselves and our communities, because we can change stigma and we can change the tide of this virus, but we can't be silent about it.
Well, what about removing stigma? What progress has been made? And in that sense, what is left to be done?
Well, you know, we're so fortunate in that, like as I mentioned before, in the long time that we've now had to work with this virus and its impact on our communities, we have incredibly strong, capable, and passionate survivors and people who've been living with the virus who speak up about it, who tell their stories and share their life with the world. That's one of the biggest ways that we've seen stigma shift, is when, you know, a person who considers themselves to be removed from the issue sees someone living with it talk about what their life is like, what they've done to overcome this, and that it's possible to live with it and not necessarily have it destroy your life. That's one way that we've seen stigma shift massively. So ending that silence through telling the truth about what happens and how we can change it. So that's one of the biggest ways. The other is, you know, really reminding people that, you know, this is absolutely preventable. So when we talk about safer sex, when we talk about safer substance use, when we end the silence on those issues and educate about the facts, it empowers people to face the stigma that silences them and allows them to protect themselves and to engage with their community, right? So those have been big shifts, and they really wouldn't have happened without people really stepping up and recognizing that when we don't talk about it, it makes it worse.
And in terms of support for people who are living with the disease or living with HIV, how are we doing on that score on the island?
Well, I mean, we didn't even have an agency, you know, 25, 27 years ago to speak to this. But now, both on the island and across the province and across our country, we have a variety of supports and agencies that do this work. So on the island, the main agency that's island-wide is AIDS Vancouver Island, which is us. And we have offices in many of the major urban centers, so Victoria, Nanaimo, Courtney, Campbell River, and Port Hardy. We also work in concert with other social service and healthcare providers like nurses, doctors, clinics, social workers at housing and education programs, teachers in schools, to try and extend the reach of ending stigma and extending support and prevention services to as many people as possible. We also work in concert with provincial partners like BC Persons with AIDS Society, the Oak Tree Clinic, St. Paul's Hospital, Chi-Mamuk, Pacific AIDS Network. I mean, there's so much more now than there's ever been. But unless we get folks engaged and we address the fear and myths that keep people from either calling us or going for a test or using a condom when they're sexual, it's not going to make too much difference. So we really need to keep this on the agenda. And this testing campaign and World AIDS Day is a great way to keep that awareness in the public eye and make sure that folks know they can absolutely support their community when it comes to HIV. It has to do with just learning more all the time and not supporting the fears and myths that go along with this virus, but supporting the people that live with it and ways that we can prevent it and support each other.
Heidi, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add in the last 15 or 20 seconds here?
Just a thank you to you for doing this show on the radio and bringing this issue and highlighting it for the community, because, again, it's one of the best ways to reach out to people when they know they're not alone and that we can all work on this together. So I just ask folks to stop and think about how HIV has affected their life and learn a little more today if you can, because it will make a difference.
Thanks very much, Heidi Exner.
Thank you.
Heidi Exner is the Health Promotion and Community Development Manager at AIDS Vancouver Island. You can find out more about World AIDS Day, commemorated on December 1st each year, at worldaidscampaign.org. You can find AIDS Vancouver Island online at avi.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.